and I have always designed my own clothing since the age of 3 when I started sewing.
Did you really?
Of course I did. Before I could sew, I would run things up with safety pins. And I would use crayons. I would use crayons and color the fabric. Oh, hand-screened with crayons. I did that.
You're a very talented girl.
No, it isn't that. It's just necessity is the mother of invention. I am old enough that I go back to the time before plastic, before drip-dry, when you had to do things for real. There weren't toys. You made things. I had a homemade sled, which my father made. It was a wooden box, and they sat me in it and pulled me through the night. And I will never forget. Someday I may do something governmental or world peace-wise, because you know what? I was pulled around on that sled with bunting on the sides. Stars and stripes forever.
Who does your hairstyling?
Well, actually, this is not a hairdo, it's a hair don't. Mm-hmm. My hairstylist is right here in the studio today, Gail McGarry. She used to do Mr. Ed.
You are so famous, and you are making so much money, and you are so busy with a career that you're not exactly the same kind of mother and homemaker that you used to be.
Well, you can't be the same kind of mother and homemaker to a kid who's 26 as you were when he was 3 months old. I tried to give him Pablum the other day because it's easier to fix and cheaper. But the kid won't eat Pablum anymore. Now the kid is screaming for cars. He wants to go abroad. He wants trips. He wants broads.
I was going to say go abroad or broad.
Yes, well, he finally got married.
Well, you know, mother used to be a lovely word, and then Frank Sinatra came around.
I know. Mother's still a lovely word. My kids were never allowed to call me Mommy. I think Philip Wiley had a lot against mommies. My kids always called me Mother or Mom or Muzzy. That's the fun name. Muzz. That's for fun. That's strictly for fun. Oh. We all have nicknames in our whole family.
Are you as thrilled as I am watching Jack Benny in this timing?
This is here is the master. The master of timing. And I'll tell you what comedy timing takes. When I was a young kid, these people
remember?
Were already established in radio, remember?
Yeah.
And these were my favorite shows. Their movies and their radio shows. This was my entertainment. All comedy. To this day, I don't like sad movies. I avoid funerals like the plague.
You don't go?
I don't intend to have one.
What are they going to do with
you? I don't know. I think once the spirit leaves, it's garbage.
Do you wonder where that spirit's going to go? Your spirit?
Oh, I have no idea. All I know is I'm going to go with it.
It's a happy ending. It's a happy show. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
This is Shirley Ida thanking Glamour Girl, and I do mean Glamour Girl, Phyllis Diller, and saying, that's show business.